For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We have to go to the word. Can you take your seat? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe in you. Hallelujah. I believe in us and I believe in our future. Sometimes when I pray, when I fast, when I study, and then I remember what Jesus had to go through, I will not go through it again. Hallelujah. You don't pay school fees twice. Do you pay school fees twice? No, I will not suffer again. I will not be oppressed again. Not even in my dream. Nobody can come to my bed while I am sleeping. Take conscious of my soul and give me a dream. And in the dream, the demon is the one pursuing me. It will not happen. Hallelujah. Nobody will come to my bed and press me. No devil will do it. If you are a movie director, the actors have to act your script, two of us. If it's my dream, the demons have to behave according to me. Hallelujah. God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. You will get there. All you need to do, just keep doing what you know how to do best. Get going for improvement. And then the top is the blessed. The Bible says that we are the top. We will never be the tail. Hallelujah. You will never be the tail. You will never be behind. You will never spend the rest of your life reading newspapers. Reading about what happened, what development, so on, so person this. You will never spend the rest of your life doing that. One day you will be there making the news. Did you hear what I said? One day you will be there what? Making the news for the kingdom. We hear that an armed robbery happened in this kind of place, kidnappers happened in this kind of place. But one day you will make positive news for the kingdom. 31 dead men we are brought back to life in Lokoja. 50 blind eyes we are opened in Okene. 1 million cripples we are brought back to their feet. How many, why do you like that kind of news? Hallelujah. How do you like that kind of news? You will have 50 million subscribers in your channel. Is it possible? 50 million people subscribing to your channel. You will have 1 million downloads in one day. Do you think it's possible? Extra possible. Extra possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless us all in the name of Jesus Christ. And let's go back. The month of August has been our month of character. That's really been a blessing to me so much. Hallelujah. So much. Hallelujah. I want to remind us about getting the message and listen to them. Like this week, I got a lot of people sending me messages about this week's messages, Wednesdays and Fridays, and all of them, when they are loaded, I was even shocked. Hallelujah. One of the messages, in fact, after preaching, I was telling him, I almost called him to tell him not to upload the messages. But that was the message I got more information that the message was a blessing today. Hallelujah. Thinking I didn't really, but God is awesome. How you can take the least of the thing you never expect and bless people. God bless us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Is something changing about your life? Is your character improving? Are you getting better? Yes, the topic today is the pitfall of pride. The pitfall of pride. 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 to 2. Psalms 31 verse 23. And then we'll read Proverbs 16 verse 19. TLB. Hallelujah. 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 Now before we go forward, have you ever seen somebody with low self-esteem? High self-esteem. Now, I listened from Andrew Womack first. He said that the highest form of low self-esteem is pride. Yes, you see, you do it. That was the way I thought also. When I had it first, when I did the book, you're like, how can it be? I used to think that the highest form of high self-esteem is pride. But he said the highest form of low self-esteem is actually pride. You want to know why? Then pay attention tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. There is difference between pride and confidence and boldness. The word of God teaches us to be bold. Is that correct? To be confident. To stand confident, to be bold, not to easily intimidated. Now, some people mistake confidence for pride, but that is not pride. Some people mistake boldness for pride, a character of confidence. You are not easily, and then some people also take it that when you are not easily manipulated by them, they take it to mean you are proud. That means you know your right. You are abusing me. I say, no, I don't take abuse. You walk away. People will say you are proud. That is not pride. Do we get it? How do you get that? Now, when I know my right as a young person and then somebody's abusing me and I walk away, that is not pride. But some people will say that is pride. How do you get that? So there's even between confidence. When you see somebody very, very bold, very, very confident. Some people say the person knows his onions. So person very, very confident and very, very proud. Not proud. Confidence and bold. Hallelujah. That is not pride. Hallelujah. Pride has a whole different theme altogether. And today we'll look at that. And then pride is something. Okay, let's have our text. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 to 2. So I will explain to you why pride is the highest form of low self-esteem. What that means is actually low self-esteem means you believe you are not good enough. Is that not true? Please come and sing. You believe you are not good enough. But that actually means self-centeredness. You are looking at your goodness thinking you are not good enough to stand before people. You are looking about you being ashamed. You being embarrassed. Is that not true? Is that not true? That is actually self-centeredness. And then they said that is the highest form of pride. And then I will give you the book if you want to read it. Hallelujah. Now let's read. This know also that in the last days, are we in the last days? Are we in the last days? When the last of the last days, perilous times shall come. Yes, sir. For men shall be what? Lovers of their own selves. That is, in the last days, people will love themselves too much. People will be covetous. You see what people like have and you wish and want to have it and desire you seize it. People will be what? Boasters. In the last days, naturally, people will boast. People will be boastful. Hallelujah. And in the last days, people will be what? Proud. So there is an anointing in this season for human beings to be proud. Is it not true? There is a natural anointing in this season for people to be proud, but you will not be anointed without anointing. Amen. Say amen. That anointing will pass your head in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me put Psalm 31 verse 23. What? This time correct. Psalm 31 verse 23. Eh? Oh, love the Lord, all ye his sent, for the Lord preserved the faithful. And what? Plentifully rewarded the proud doer. Hallelujah. So there is a reward for you being proud or for a person being proud. Hallelujah. Now I want to say something very quickly. All of us have been proud before. True, yes. Is there anybody here since the gave birth? You have always been humble since birth. All of us, including myself, we have been proud before. If you have ever won first position, you come out collecting the result, and especially that kind of assembly that they call you the front. The first position go to means, and then you just come out. You need to see that video, the way you walked. Everybody develop a shoulder point of confidence. Just hallelujah. So all of us at one point or the other have been proud before. Do you understand now? So now the aim of the message is for us to look at what pride is and know how to avoid it. Because when you were proud, it cost you something that you didn't know. And now so that you will not be proud and it will cost you more. All together? Now to be proud means to have unreasonable opinion. Or to have unreasonable idea. To have unreasonable thought of one's own superiority. In talent, beauty, wealth, etc. To have a sense of idea, an unreasonable opinion or idea of your superiority or talent. Hallelujah. The key word there is it is good you know you have a talent. You can see you are beautiful, you are handsome. But the word is you think you are superior to every other person. Are we together? Another definition means a sense of one's worth. An abhorrence. Hallelujah. Like hating or devaluing of what others have. Hallelujah. Now, you have a sense of what? A sense of confidence. That is good. But then you hate and devalue that of others, whatsoever everybody has. That is pride. To feel you have wealth, to have that kind of thing, that is not bad. I will get that. But now, when you now devalue everyone that doesn't have it and feel they are unworthy, now you are proud. When you have a sense of superiority over everybody, then say when you walk into a room, you now have a way of sizing everybody in the room. Nobody's at my level in this place. And then you feel superior to other people. And then have you ever been in that kind of position where you think you are the best and then some people shocked you? Has it happened to you? Okay, I like that testimony. And then you think you are the best and then somebody will just shock you. That is your last deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Why are people proud? The first reason people are proud is because of distinguishing achievement. Distinguishing, that is, they have an achievement and that achievement was distinguishing. Now, I just checked our time is far gone. So what I will do is, I will call the scriptures and I will paraphrase them. Are we okay? If not, I'll not be able to go far today. Are we together? Now, in 1 Timothy 3 verse 6, the Bible says, he that must be an elder must not be a novice, because when he is an elder, he will be lifted with pride. To become an elder is not a natural thing. Are we together? To become a leader in a place, people that become leaders have a tendency to become proud. Is that true? Yes. So when they have in Daniel chapter 4 from verse 29 to 31 was a story of Nebuchadnezzar when he built Babylon. He said, is this not, he conquered the whole world back to back like he was the king of the world. Nobody was like him today. Altogether, like I said always, when you want to compare somebody like him, it's like the 2 5G nations put together and become one president. He was the ruler of the whole world. Everybody was as a beck and con. Say, this is Babylon that I have built. Altogether. So he actually made that achievement. Altogether. Can we have Psalms 49 verse 6? So people become proud when they have distinguishing achievements. Psalms 49 verse 6 or Acts chapter 12 verse 20 to 23. Hallelujah. What does it say? Psalms 49 verse 6 and then Acts 12 20 23. People become proud because of distinguishing accomplishment. Hallelujah.
Make me faster.
Psalms chapter 49 verse 6. Are we there? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. Are we together? So you sang very well. You did exceptionally good. You have a tendency to become proud. You have a result that was exceptionally excellent. 9 A's. Or you graduate with a first class and you are the overall best graduating student. You have a tendency to be proud. All together. Or you are a beauty queen. You know what I mean, beauty queen? Miss World, even that angels can come from heaven and fall because of you. You have a tendency to become proud. Or you build your six pack so much and you have the accent of a baritone voice as a young man. And then you are very, very, very well achieved. So those achievements can have the tendency to make you proud. How together? Number two reason why people become proud is because of desirable talent and gift. Psalms 101 verse 5 and then Proverbs 6:17. People become proud when they have desirable talent. Psalms 101 verse 5 and then Proverbs 6:17. People become proud when they have desirable talent, when they have what people want. How together? What people want, people have the tendency to become proud. Whoso privily slandered his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. A high look, like you have an exceptional ability to carry people along. Are we together? You have a talent. Can we mention talent that people have? Talent, singing, artistry, instrument, what talent? Public speaking. Dancing, oh yes, dancing. I'll do it. So you have that kind of talent that people desire and people admire, and it's natural. When we say talent, it means it's inborn, it's natural. All together, you have a tendency to become proud because of it. All together, number three, people become proud because of positions and inherited assets. People become proud because of what? Positions and inherited assets. In Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. And then 2 Corinthians 10:16. 2 Corinthians 10:16. Let's have Ezekiel chapter 16:49. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10:16 says, to preach the gospel in regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's lines of things made ready to our hand. Hallelujah. Are we Ezekiel?
Say, behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister, Sodom, pride, fullness of breath, and abundance of idleness. This is a topic for another day. Altogether, was in her and her daughters, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. Now, there are many people that are proud of their church. Where you chose to attend? I attend XYZ, and they say it proudly. True of us. Many people are proud of inheriting. They did nothing to grow the church, but because they grew up at a mega church, they are proud of it. People are proud of inherited money, inherited assets, and then the position that they have. The fact that you are the daughter of XYZ has enough reason to make you proud. The fact that you are the daughter of the son of XYZ has enough reason to make you proud and boastful. Are we together? Number four, why people are proud is because of ignorance and self-exaltation. Ignorant people are ignorant and self-exaltation. That is the reason why people are proud, because of ignorance. They don't know. And self-exaltation. Jeremiah 49 verse 29. And then Isaiah 10 15. Isaiah 10 verse 15. Hallelujah. Wow. I'm shocked at our time. And then Jeremiah 49 verse 29. Isaiah 10 15 says, shall the ass boast itself against him that heweth it therewith? Or shall the soul magnify himself against him that shaketh it? As if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up, or as if the staff should lift up itself, as if it were not one. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 29. Jeremiah 48 verse 29. So people are proud because they don't really know so much as to know to make them humble. Altogether, they don't know that their breath is in their nostrils. So there are people that talk to God as if he's their mate. People talk about a lot of things that even angels will be afraid. Even the devil will not. How did that? Some people will say, who is God? He cannot do this thing. A man will open his mouth and say that to heaven. How did that? Some people are proud about what they have. About it, because they don't really know that their shape can be broken in 24 hours. One accident can change the way you look for life. Is that true? For life. Some people are boastful about their money. One diagnosis of a medical doctor can empty your bank account. You hear what I said? One, you don't go and meet somebody with goggles like this. You don't look at your chest. Put a status quo on your chest. And say you write a 10 syllabic word. Globocardiasis disease. You have to fill out the Kenya. They will go the first one, and then your 1 billion you have can go like that. And you begin to sell your houses. Because people don't really know why it's like that. That's why people are really proud. All together? And then they tend to exalt themselves. You think you are in a secondary school. Like I always say, when I was in secondary school, you are head boy in your secondary school, thinking you are the best. You are the one. Government, Ajakuta secondary school, you are the head boy, nobody. The second position used to be far behind you. And you would think you are the best. You exalt yourself until you go to 100 level, and then you know that your school is not a school. What you are doing in S3, people did it in primary 4. So people exalt themselves and think they are really better than they really are. All together, how was my performance? How was it? I scattered the ground. I really know. And it's not really like that. All together, so people have the way to exalt themselves and overrate and extrapolate their abilities. That's why people are proud. And then number 5, people are proud because of presumed security and insurance. 1 Kings chapter 20 verse 11. Presumed security and insurances. People, because they think they have cooked themselves. And the king of Israel answered and said, tell him, let not him that guardeth on his harness boast himself as he that putteth it off. Hallelujah. Hey. Guys, hallelujah. Jeremiah 49 verse 16. The Bible says, Jeremiah 49 16. Can we have it on? Jeremiah 49 16. I love to read that. Jeremiah 49 16. What does it say? Thy terribleness has deceived thee, and the pride of thy heart, O thou that dwellest in the cleft of the rock. You have 16 bodyguards. Your wall, your fences is electrocuted. I watch a documentary of a wall of a house having bullet on the wall. If you pass and your eye doesn't meet the sensors, the bullet will shoot you from the wall. So you know that kind of security? You never be poor. Like, the person is in his bedroom, you are coming inside. There are sensors. Once it doesn't detect your DNA and your eye, you are not the person, you are dead. People are that secured. There are people, you argue about what's security. Do you know how much is the amount of the car that Donald Trump is driving? It is anti-bomb. It repels bomb. Do you know what I mean? Like, it repels, you cannot bomb him. There are people that they walk like they are literally looked as if they are indomitable. They can't be killed. Carry your phone, Google most protected people in the world. You will find unbelievable security things. But I have one documentary of the president. Which country have the best security in the world? Israel. Are you aware? It's Israel. They have the best security. But I have a documentary of their president was, somebody walked up to him on the street and shot him with a bullet. It was something that was unbelievable. You have heard of assassination of President John F. Kennedy and many people. In the height, there was a man, Muammar Gaddafi. How many of you know Muammar Gaddafi? He was somebody that everything on his table was gold. He was, you know the way army do parade on parade ground. He was parading armored tankers. His bodyguards is, apart from the fact that physically protected, his bodyguards are, all of them are ladies and virgins. They had to swear an oath of virginity. Ladies, that means he's apart from the fact that he's physically fortified, he's spiritually fortified. People that are close to him say that if you look close to his eyes, look as if there is blood running up and down. Terrible personality like that. I watched the documentary of how he was dragged out of the gutter and killed like a chicken. Proud, poor people all together. Because they don't really know that their security is not real. Whatsoever is guarding them, people go to church, you see cultists or people do that, and then they both nothing shelley. We did here. One demon leaves, you are buried. All together. So people are prayerful because of presumed security. You know your father's account. So when somebody talks to you, you will not listen because you know your future is settled. You know your dad's connection to abroad. You know he has, you want visa, tomorrow you get visa. Hey. Doesn't work like that though. Are we together? Number six reason why people are proud is because of supernatural endowment. Supernatural endowment. There was a man, the genesis of pride that we know is Lucifer. In Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12 to 16, and then Ezekiel chapter 28 from verse 12 to 14 is a story of a man called who? Lucifer. The Bible says he was pride, colored, there was music instrument in him. Are we together? He was so endowed that he became proud. So people can become proud because they are anointed. Is it true? Women can become proud because they are anointed. But today you will be delivered from that pitfall. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will be free as we look at the word of God and get understanding. Hallelujah. So what are the reasons people are proud? Why are people proud? Number one, what? Distinguished accomplishment or achievement. That correct? Number two is what? They have desirable talent and gifts that people desire because they become proud. Number three, because of their positions and inherited assets. Number four, because of ignorance and then self-exaltation. The Bible says a man does not honor himself. Somebody has to honor you. Proverbs 26 and Proverbs 27. Is that correct? Nobody lifts you up. Until somebody pronounce you are the president, you will never be president. Let's get that. But self-exaltation. Number five is presumed security and insurances. And then number six is now supernatural or spiritual endowment. If you ever meet somebody that is proud, when you look closely at their life, they actually have what they are proud about. Did you hear me? Should I come again? If you ever meet somebody that is proud, he actually has what he's proud about. Just that he has over exalted that ability to look up as if his own is above them. If you meet somebody that is proud because of his singing ability, the truth is he can sing. But you know, he has allowed his mind to think that he's the best. Or he's above everybody around. If you meet a lady that she's beautiful, she's proud about her beauty, she may really be beautiful. She may really have straight legs, flat tummy, what again, the dimples, open teeth, what again, the ladies like. She may really like have those things altogether. But then she's thinking that she's the best. She will see somebody that they will put her behind the line. But there's somebody always better than you. When you think somebody that think is smart, intellectual, his IQ is very, very smart. Until you meet somebody that is extra smart. I made a documentary of a dog that could remember 1 million different things altogether. Is it 1 million? I can't remember 10,000 naira. So some animals are actually sharper than you, that you're thinking are smart. Altogether. So when you meet proud people, they may really have what they are proud of. But the problem is they have allowed what they have to make them think above their ability and they act based on that. Altogether. So what are the signs of pride? In case after all I've said you think you're not proud, well, I'll give you some signs. The first sign of pride is self-justification. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, let us Isaiah chapter 5 verse 21. Isaiah 5 21. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 13 to 15. When Samuel came and met Saul and said, the Lord gave you instruction, what did you do? He began to give excuses. I didn't kill this animal because I brought them to sacrifice. And so, why do you do this? Always self-justifying yourself. Altogether, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Anything, when some people say what you did was wrong, you always try to justify yourself. Finding it difficult to believe that you are wrong. Altogether, always justify yourself. The reason why I did this. Actually, you may not really understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. You understand. You understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. Always justify your actions. When you are being corrected, when you are being talked to, when you are being pointed out, when you are being advised or redirected, you justify your action always. It's a sign of pride. Are we together? Are we together? Number two is unteachability and rebellion. Daniel chapter 5. Verse 20. Unteachability. And what? Rebellion. Are we there? What does it say? Belshazzar, whilst he tested the wine, commanded to bring the golden silver vessels. With his father, Nebuchadnezzar. Now, this was a young guy that came up after his father. And then heard about the things that his father had done. Altogether, he refused to be taught. Refused to accept the counsel. Even his wife was wiser than him. And then in verse 20. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne and they took his glory from him. Altogether. At Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 16 say, but they, Nehemiah 9:16, but they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandment. They hardened their necks. Hallelujah. Now, if you are not teachable, naturally you are proud. Now, when we say you're not teachable, it means anybody should be able to teach you. Not only somebody higher than you. Is that correct? A sign of pride is you are not teachable. You cannot be taught. If you don't learn it, it's not correct. If it's not your way, it's not right. Altogether, it is difficult for somebody to teach you something. It's difficult for somebody to show you something. They have to explain it again and again and again and again. Always rebellious to order. Why is it like this? It's different from you don't like status quo. Together, okay, we have the way things are done like this, but you say no, it must not be like this. Always a luta integra. You know, luta. A luta continua. Always fighting. Always rebellious. You cannot be taught. This is the way things should be done here. This is our style. But you say no, it's not like this. It has to be like this. Are you together? So when you're unteachable, you cannot be taught by anybody. Not only somebody higher than you, you are proud. Because there is somebody, something a small child know that you don't know. You read your Bible, an animal taught a prophet that God respected. Three of us. You read the Bible, a little girl commanded the healing of, what is his name? Naaman. If the one was proud, and what did you know? Even trees can teach you. Many people, a blind man by the street can teach you wisdom. Hope you know that. A madman can teach you wisdom. A taken apple can give you direction for life. So when you're not teachable, you find it difficult to be taught. You are proud. It's a sign of pride. Number three, it's self-exaltation and exaggeration. Self-exaltation and exaggeration of selves. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. 2 Corinthians 10, 13. But we will not boast of things without our measure. But according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to us, a measure to read even unto you. Hallelujah. Now you can also put Ezekiel 28 from verse 12 to 14. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 4 and then Isaiah 14 from verse 12 to self-exaltation and exaggeration. In a situation where you actually rate yourself higher than you really are. All together. I want to know if it has ever happened to you. When you ever thought you did a blast ministration. And then when you came down, you asked somebody how far. And then the person said, what kind of, what you, the person said you did not. Has it ever happened to you before? That has never happened. Yeah, happen. Okay. Thank you very much. Like you have thought you did your best. Exalted your ability. You think you have won, you have dressed to kill. No, 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 the way you're looking is like one mortuary attendant. And you have already exalted your ability. You think you're really anointed. Because you saw one vision and you think you're anointed. You think you have exalted your ability. You are prophetic. You organize a program and then 50 people will come. 30 people will come. Or after giving the report, 50 people came. 30 people came. Or people were all over on the floor. God was glorified. You need to see the way power was there. And when you were ministering, nothing happened though. Hey, do you understand what I said? You just exalt yourself. You extend, overrate what you have done or what you have achieved. Hallelujah. It's a sign of pride. And then number four is public show or display of uniqueness. Public show. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 3. Public show and display of uniqueness is a sign of pride. Anytime you're in public, I'm not talking about, let's say sanguine have a natural tendency to have noticed me. Is that not true? But we say, talk not exceedingly proudly. Let no arrogance come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. For our God is a God of knowledge. And by him, actions are weighed. When you walk up to a place, you want people to know you are around. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Publicly, when you're in public and then that, you should be given the mic. There are people that feel this person up is not doing well. If I can just hold their mic, let me. I remember when I was gone, somebody leading prayer. It happened to me when I was much younger. Somebody was leading prayer. I was in the congregation feeling the fire. I said, let this mic be given over to me. Let this mic. And then the mic was given over to me. And then I went up. It was as if the Holy Ghost took 10 steps backward and closed the heavens. Ah, yeah, Pata. I regret it. I can't, you know why I remember it? Because it's over 12 years back. I still remember it fresh. You always want to show your ability. Then the Holy Spirit will prove that you really have nothing. You always want to show yourself publicly. You always want to show you have a voice. You can have lips or you can, your riffs are out of this world. You always want to show yourself publicly. You want to show your ability to do things. When anytime you're in public, you want to stand out. You want to show your clothes. You are wearing a Gucci designer. Real Gucci, not a Nigeria Gucci. You want to show that your wristwatch is really gold-carated. Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about? You wave your hand unnecessarily so that they will see the wristwatch. Why won't they see it? You climb up the stairs so that they will see the shoe. You really want to show your... Do you know my surname? Do you know where I'm from? You always want to make unnecessary details so to show who you are. Are we together? Yes, public display of uniqueness publicly is a sign that you have pride. And then number five is carnality. Carnality or independent spirit.
Hallelujah. In Psalms 100 verse 4 and 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 26. When you are carnal, you are telling God, I don't need you. You are proud to God. Are you together? Psalms 10 verse 4. Hallelujah. When you ever meet somebody that is carnal, have you ever met people preaching to them about Jesus Christ and they forget this thing? They will never hear you. And a sense of independency. I do what I want to do, no matter whose ox is God. I don't care who is there. That sense of independency, like you are a community of yourself all by yourself. I can do without you, no matter who you are. You can walk out of my life, it doesn't matter. Altogether, that sense of independency is a sign of pride. Because you are not really independent. Did you hear what I said? So when you are carnal, when you ever meet a carnal person, he's proud. He's telling God that the wicked through the pride of his countenance, he's wicked and he has proud of his countenance, will not seek after God. Are you together? God is not in all his thoughts. Everything is pursued is physical. Everything is pursuing is physical. God is not in his thought. The wicked is proud in his heart. So anytime you see a carnal person, know that is pride speaking. Anytime you see independence, that is pride and ignorance speaking. Are we together? Are we together? Praise God. And finally, sign of pride is difficulty to repent. Difficulty to change. Difficulty to apologize. Proverbs 28:25. Especially with men. But when you ever find a woman with this kind of thing, that is worse. Proverbs 28:25. He that is of a proud heart steereth up strife. But he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall make fart. Now, because you are proud, you don't mind the quarrel should start. You will not apologize. Let him do his worst. Altogether. You find it difficult to say sorry just to gain. The Bible says, settle your beef, your quarrel with somebody before you get the girl. Let's go to the court. Nothing will happen. You are connected. Nothing will happen. Do you know I know XYZ? So people that find it difficult to repent, difficult to apologize, there's a problem. Who does he think he is that says sorry to? Altogether. Who did the person think is this? Who do you think should correct me? Because you are so and so, you think you should correct me. I will not say the sorry. Hallelujah. Anytime you are corrected, you should say sorry. Is that not true? Anytime you are corrected, you should say what? You should what? Apologize. So what are the signs of pride? Self-justification. Number two, unteachability and rebellion. Number three, self-exaltation and exaggeration. Number four, public show and display of uniqueness and the best men of others. Try to water down everybody. Hallelujah. And then number five is carnality and difficulty to repent. Hallelujah. Anytime you have that urge to make other people think they are less than you, know that you are being proud. How many of you have one or three of these signs? Don't lift up your hands. But when you have it, know that it's a sign that there's a tree growing up in your inside. Are we together? Come on, are we together? When you have any of those things, I'm not saying until you have two, before you have it. If you have only one, it's a sign that you have a tendency to be proudful. And then you must check it. Are we together? Now, what are the consequences of pride? Now, these consequences are sure they will happen. So like when you do something, it will happen. Like you are sure the sun will rise in the morning. Is that true? That's true. You are sure that this consequence will meet you up if you are proudful. The first is shame, embarrassment, and public disgrace. Job chapter 40 verse 11 to 12. And Proverbs 11 verse 2. When you are proud or when you are proudful, one of the pitfalls is you will be ashamed. You will be shamed. You will be embarrassed one day. You have public degradation. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath. And behold, everyone that is proud. And what? And abase him. Yes. Look on everyone that is proud and bring him low. And tread on the wicked in their place. Hallelujah. There are things that will naturally happen to you. Like I told you earlier on. If you are somebody that is upstage and you are always proud, one day you will be disgraced. All together, one day you will be, especially you will bring the best people in your life. And they will be there, you are thinking you are there for your best performance. And that is the way you do your worst. you will wish the ground of that stage will open. All together? Yes. One day you will be embarrassed publicly. You think you're the most beautiful lady. One day something about your makeup will fail you. One day your shoe, your heels may break publicly. Did you hear what I say? One day your tailor will not sew one particular joint of your clothes and it will cut one day. Have you watched videos like that? It's not a prophecy, but I'm telling you, it's guaranteed that one day publicly you'll be embarrassed. Between you have money, one day somebody will publicly embarrass you about your poverty. You know, so sometimes many people don't really know something. When I meet some people that are really proud, especially around me, that think they have some 6 zeros in their account, they are very proud. Sometimes when I think about what I know about the really money and people that really have money, you don't even have to change. Like some people's money that are proud of is somebody's offering once. Do you understand? Some people tithe is 1 billion. Hope you know that. Some people can drop 1 million in an offering and never feel it. And some people will have 1 million there and you cannot talk to them again. So what people are really proud of, one day they'll be ashamed of it publicly. And you'll be embarrassed. Are we together? There's an anointing in the atmosphere. Say Jesus is alive. Lift up your head and say Jesus is alive. Alright, praise God. Now shame, embarrassment and public degradation. Number three, number two. Consequence of pride is you will always be in quarrels, fight, and you will always secure enemies in life. Proverbs 13 verse 10. Proverbs 13 verse 10. You will always have quarrels in your life. You will always have fights. You will always have enemies. Only by pride cometh what? Come on, let's read that together. Okay, you're writing. What does it say? Is it now only? Is that only very important? Only by pride cometh fight, quarrel, contention. But with the well advice is wisdom. Are we together? Pastor shared his testimony one day. He said that when they were going to the park, he said, elder brother, younger brother, carry extinguisher. Calm down. Advise him to calm down. Now, see, if he didn't calm down, that fight would have happened. Is that not true? Is that true? Calm down. This is, he was wrong. He was truly wrong. But to avoid that, you have to be humble and calm down and forgive. The person says something, how will I look if I don't really reply this girl? How can she post something like that if I don't even answer her? No. That is how people have 10 years enemies now. Because somebody posted something and you say, I must reply. Who does the person think he is? If I don't answer, they will take me for a ride. Is that not true? You always been fighting with many people. You think you have the reason to explain to everybody everything. Hallelujah. May you not have enemies because of pride in the name of Jesus Christ. And many people that you have secured enmity with because of your pride, God will give you the grace to correct it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Another consequence of pride is loneliness and desertion of people. People will leave you. In 1 Kings chapter 12 verse 13 to 14, and that was the story of Rehoboam. When the people came to him and spoke about the way Solomon ruled them and counseled him and said, please deal with us kindly. The Bible says he answered them roughly, arrogantly, and with his useful exuberance. And the king answered the people roughly and forsook the old men counsels that they gave him. 14. And spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father have made your yoke heavy. I will add your yoke. Hey. My father chastised you with what? Whips. But I will flog you with scorpions. You think he only... Hallelujah. And then that was it. 10 kingdoms left him and left him with only 2. All together? 10 kingdoms out of the 12 left him and left him only 2. How many of you remember the story of Esther? In Esther chapter 1 verse 19, the story of Vashti. Her bride took her away from the throne for life. That's true? Her bride took her away from royalty and her husband. Now, Pastor Ezekiel was saying something one of the week. He said that she was taught the art of royalty, that you don't say no to a king. But because she's beautiful and the king always attests to her beauty, come and show yourself. I will not come. See my straight leg. I will not come. You want to look at my calves? I will not come. You want to look at my beauty? I will not come. But go and be in a village where people will not see it. That was it. She left the palace permanently. Is that not true? So if you're in the palace and you should be seen, you don't want to be seen because you're telling you, a king is doing something, I must do something. That is why, they are all going to do something, I must do something like that. Their destiny is the destiny of vastity. Is that not true? Hallelujah. Just imagine I'm a man of God and having a program, and my wife is also having a conference in another part of the city. He's called, I'm called. Walladi. Praise God. So people will leave you if they are proud. Is a proud person not nauseating to you? Disgusting. When you see pride, have you ever seen pride? And especially when it's empty pride or extrapolated pride. When the lady thinks she's beautiful and she's not really beautiful. See the pimples or see, or something like that. And when the guy thinks he's really intelligent, but not really intelligent. Or when the musician thinks he can sing very well, but when you hear his note, the guy is not even good. Or when the keyboard is especially instrumentalist, and no one they can play keyboard. And when I was like, even me can play more than this guy. But the way the guy was coming out, I can play. I can play this song. Yes, I can play it. I get the song. He was playing another thing. He was playing a tribal song. Yeah. I said, can you play Lacrae and Ke Franklin? Give me that joy. I can't express it. Yeah, I can play. The guy played a tribal song. Hallelujah. not even one chord was correct. And the way the one guy was like, he said, no, let me come on. Somebody else was playing, though. And everybody was even doing better. Say then that this guy was over. He came and played traditional Yoruba song for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So people will leave you when you are proud. When you think you're always the best around you. Nobody in the cycle is like you. You are Alpha Omega. The revelation starts with you and doesn't end else with you. After you share the revelation, nobody else has Rhema. See what I'm gonna say? After I spoke, like Job, after he spoke, nobody has something to say. If I'm the one that sings first, forget all the remaining artists, they have lost it. Once I come up, forget the rest. You know that kind of feeling? Actually, there are people that should not come up before you on a normal day. You know what I'm talking about? Just imagine a Apostle Salman preach before me now, and I'm up next to preach. What would I say? Normally, there should be a sequence. People know what that you should confess. Is that not true? People know what that you should what? Confess. You always reserve the best. That is the truth. You always reserve the best for the last. So I can't even think about it. How will you say? You only come to share the grace and close the service. Praise God. But now just imagine if the person that is now greater than me, of course, now saying that no, once I come up, nobody, if he has that attitude to him, now it will become pride. Do you understand that? Yes. And then what consequence of pride is what will happen is you will be surrounded by sycophants. And disloyal people. If you ever see people around proud people, is they are sycophant. You know what is a sycophant? Sycophant is somebody that sees the truth, but you're not telling because of what he's getting from you. Is that not true? In 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 23, the story of Ahithophel. He was surrounded by people that were, he gave the counsel and because he went and killed himself. That is pride. We know that there are people in this country, you know that they are proud. But they are still surrounded by people. Why? Because of what they get from them. Is that not true? Because you're a lady, you are proud, and the people know, but because they get some sickening money from you. Or being around you, give them a sense of belonging, or you have a car that they always, you give them lift. They can decide to handle that pride for the sake of enjoying the lift. Do you understand that? Or you can give them access to connection or access to things. They can decide to endure that pride. They can, because everybody hates pride. Everybody hates it. Because everybody likes to feel important. And then when you exalt yourself and make their own graces look insignificant, people hate it. When you think that the best, anybody singing is not good enough, that person, even if he's not obviously not good as you are, you hate it. You are good, yes, appreciate you, and then appreciate what God has given others. Because the Bible says he gave some 5. He gave some 2. He gave some 1. All of us can't be equal. Is that not true? All of us can't be equal.
Somebody is better than you. It's a fact. But you that you're not better doesn't mean, don't forget the definition of pride, is you water down everybody. Altogether, give them their own place. Give them their own stage. Give them their own moment. When somebody buying new for me too, I always have this kind of thing. You know that kind of thing. When somebody is showing something, and they say, me too, I also have this kind of thing. That is pride. That is their moment of celebration. Celebrate it. When somebody telling you, if a social accomplishment, say, me too, I always do this kind of thing. That is pride. When it is somebody's moment, give them that moment. Don't mention your success story. Do you understand that? When somebody is telling you his own success story or achievement or something like that, at that moment, don't bring up your own. It is their moment. Give them the time to celebrate it, and then you can mention your own later if need be. Give people their moment. Don't water down their achievement. Are we together? Are we together? Then, five consequences of pride is inevitable fall and destruction. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 18. And then Proverbs chapter 15 verse 25. Proverbs 16, 18, Proverbs 15, 25. What does it say? Pride goeth before destruction, and haughty spirit before a fall. Is that correct? Pride always is a step ahead of destruction. Hallelujah. And a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 25. It is inevitable with pride you will go down. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. Hallelujah. There are many people that boast of the heart of a governor, a senator in the east, that have been senator for decades. And then he said, even God cannot remove him. He lost the last election. Like that. I never heard of the legion of the Titanic. He said that the man that made the Titanic, when they asked him, how strong or how guarantee is your ship? He said that even God himself cannot sing it. Do you understand that kind of thing? How did it end? That's how we even know the Titanic. Is that true? Yes. So most time when people boast, they die. A man boasts and says, oh, it will make this nation of one religion. God said, even me, I am the most solution to the whole world. I do not put forces on anybody. Well, let women bring you to me on time. That's true. He died in the midst of two damn cells. Is it true? Oh, mother, I don't know, but I know in the midst of damn cells. Brought him to come and meet me on heaven. Many people boast of their abilities and then they fail. There are many people that say, some people play football last week. And then one of the team said that they are playing against us, the best world team in the world. That was how they gave them 8-2. Yes. Before the man, he said that they are not just playing against any team. They are playing against the best in the world. That was how they were given 8-2. As if it was like chance play. Live football game. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, when you are proudful, always say it, and you're always, you will fall. I'm telling you. It's guaranteed. And the last consequence is the one that is more deadly. How many of us want to hear it? You want to hear the last one? James chapter 4 verse 6. When you are proud, you secure enmity with God. The devil is no longer your enemy. Babalawo, mamalawo, antilawo are no longer your enemy. How do you get that? President is no longer your enemy. Your enemy be God who? God himself. The Bible says, but if given more grace to the... We have... But if given more... But he given more grace. Wherefore he saith, God, not angel Michael, not angel Fatai, not angel Gabriel. All together. God himself resists. That means he will be the one supervising your failure. All together. Now when God is against you, what is your case? What is the hope of your success or probability of you advancing? When the devil is your problem, you can call on God to come and bind him. Two of us. But when God becomes your enemy, you are doomed. He will resist you. When God knows that when you get that position, you become proud, he will resist that election. You will not lose. You will not win it.
You will see you have three. I want a lecture of your man that posted, he had only three votes. He said that even if my family member didn't vote me, you know what he was saying. Because he sure he voted himself. Hallelujah. And he had like five family members. That means even all the family members, I say, they only say he voted himself and the family members voted him. He would have had six votes. Is that not true? Yes. But God supervised one of them and said, don't vote him. He will not know. Don't vote him. Don't vote him. No. And the person did not vote him. And then in that situation, you don't know who did not vote. Is that not true? Bible says God resists the proud. Anytime you are arrogant, you are reminding God of Lucifer. Do you know what I mean? Anytime God sees pride, so like a lady that was abused as a child, when a young man start behaving like her father, she remembers the father instantly. Is that not true? Have you met people that reminded you of some people? Because the way they are doing. And if you hate that person was bad to you, automatically you start hating this person. So anytime God sees pride in you, you remind him of Lucifer. And how much pain Lucifer has caused him. Lucifer made God to leave heaven and come to this earth. Hope you know that. Is it true? Is it true? Lucifer made God to leave heaven. So, but for this reason was the Son of God made manifest that he may destroy the works of the devil. The reason why he left heaven, because of Lucifer. Lucifer made him to carry thorns and suffer and be spitted upon God Almighty. Lucifer made him to destroy the whole world with the flood, the world he created. So he has caused him a lot of pain. That anytime he sees pride, and that was why he fell because of pride. Bible says he said he will exalt himself, and God looked at his pride, he said, be going down. So anytime God sees pride, you remind him of that his enemy. So the way he resists Lucifer, he will resist you personally. I was together. Because you remind him of Lucifer. You remind him. You remind him of how, if God is pain today, it's because of that guy. Causing him so much pain. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes this little last time I got travel and then I looked around. Anytime I travel, I'm in the midst of a market or a crowd and I see people. I say, God, how truly do you really run this world? I see impossible case. I see pain. I see all manner. I just wonder how God, because you are trying, you know. Look, this is only one region of the world. And there is such wickedness in the world. I read on news somebody that was slashing the body of human being and was sitting in carnival here in Calabar State. And he was videoed. Inhuman things. I used to wonder how God survived, because he's God. Hallelujah. There's a level of things you cannot survive as a human being if you're exposed to them. A demon has to be inserted into your mind for you to bear some level of wickedness. For you to see a pregnant woman being abused. You have to be abnormal. Are we together? So when God sees pride in you, you remind him of the wickedness of the devil. And then God will supervise your downfall. You will never rise with pride. If you ever rise, it's the devil that rose you up so that your fall will be mighty. Are we together? If you fall at this level, you don't be small. The devil knows that your prophecy of fall is guaranteed. So let him raise you higher. So that the higher you fall, the higher the news. You are a man of God, you have not corrected your problem. You will make sure that you are a man of God, you are on TV. Another scandal of the man of God. That news will sell higher than if you are a local pastor. Hope you know that. You know that? If you are nobody, that news will not make any news. But because he has allowed you to rise to the top and then make it happen. But it will not happen to you because you are getting wiser. In the name of Jesus Christ. Consequences is shame, embarrassment, and public degradation. Quarrels, fight, enemies, loneliness, and desertion of people surrounded by sycophants. Now, if you have somebody around you that you know you are wrong, and has not been correcting you, that person is a sycophant. Delete them from your life. All together. Now, if somebody is afraid to correct you, that means you are proud. Because you will not take it. There are people that I cannot correct. Because I know they will not take a correction. I know that they will excuse themselves. Why is it? Because you don't really understand. You don't understand this kind of thing. You know, so people like that, you just keep quiet. Do you have people around you that cannot correct at all? Do you have people like that? Yeah, I'm asking you. Do you have people in your life you cannot correct? You don't have. All the people in your life you can correct, you can talk to them. Hey, I have plenty of people I can't correct. And I will know this thing is wrong, but I know even if I correct, you will not take it. But the person will excuse it. No, this is correct. It's like that. Are we together? So,
Now, if you are not the person that cannot be corrected, none of your friends have ever corrected you. Know that you're a sycophant. You have the people around you are sycophant. They are not truthful people. Because there should be something about you that they should correct. One day I said a statement here. I said, I can't steal church money. My friend Reverend Tom said that. That statement is very, very strong. He said, I shouldn't say that kind of a thing. He said that once I get to a level when I say, I can never do something like that, that means I'm no longer relying on God's grace not to be able to do it, I will fall. What a powerful statement. That is why I call him my friend. You don't say because you said it under the anointing. Forget the anointing. It was wrong. All together? They should be able to have people that will correct you. If you don't have people that means people around you are sycophants. Everybody cannot be celebrating you. There should be somebody in your circle that should be able to talk to you. And now, if nobody is telling you, and that means you are proud of the people that are sycophants. There's something wrong about your style of ministry. Is that not true? Yeah, even if there's nothing wrong, there is room for more. There's room for more. The way I'm preaching now, there are higher versions of it. Multiple fold. If I refuse to be corrected, I will remain like this forever. I have to be open to scrutiny. Somebody must be able to tell me the way I take my I remember my brother came here, my elder brother came last year for the inaugural service for our conference, Zion last year. And then when I'm preaching, I'm usually fast. Most of the time I take the introduction very fast. I take the introduction very fast so that I'll get to the main point. When I got up, he said that no, what I did was wrong. He's not the preacher, I'm the preacher. He's not the one called, I'm the one called. He's not the one anointed, I'm the one anointed. As I was preaching, he was on his knees and I prayed for him. Hallelujah. I was the one preaching, but he corrected me, said that no. Somebody's main point can be in the introduction. Anything that I will say in the body and the conclusion will not be blessing. You get what I said? That means somebody's words can be in the introduction. Where I may be thinking the people's words are, they will not even get it there. So when he said that, I took the correction. My sister listened to my messages online and then she calls me and said, so you tell me something. Oh, but I'll not be angry. I said, why would I be angry? She said, I'm too fast when I'm preaching. People don't often get the point. I should slow down. They're not the preachers. But I have to take the correction if I have to be better. Do you understand that? I have to take the correction. Pastor Chris said, God told him, if you listen to yourself preach, then you'll be 10 times better than you the way you are. Sometimes you just need to be listening to yourself and be sincere to yourself. If you are the audience, will you like this kind of preaching? Do you understand? If you are the audience, will you really be worshipping? Because most time when you are holding the mic, I learned it after a while that the people in the congregation are not as anointed and they are not feeling the presence they are feeling now at all. I hope you know that. Because the Lord is here. Man. Some people in the audience, they are not feeling that thing. They are not feeling anything. Is it true? When somebody is even crying, why is he even crying? So they wonder, why is he? Oh, you are not feeling anything. It's only you feeling that atmosphere. And now, it's not your fault. Some of them can be kind, some of them may be insensitive to God's presence and many reasons. Then you must learn how to carry people alone and then you'll be able to criticize yourself. How to carry. To be able to carry a crowd is a skill that must be learned. To be able to lead prayer and people pray is different from your ability to pray. Do you know that? Like you can pray alone, but to be able to lead people to pray is a skill that must be learned. So you have to be trained upon it. To be able to sing and people sing along with you is a skill that must be learned. Imagine somebody coming here and singing only Igbo song, only Yoruba song. Imagine me. I know a lot of Hausa song. I've not sang one Hausa song until when you people sang that Hausa song. That's the first time I sang another in this place. Oh, yes. Yeah. I have to learn that. It's like that. I cannot come and be singing. I'll be the long alone singing here. You'll be looking at me. And I'll disconnect you from the service. But if I want to sing a song, I have to sing an Igbo song that some of you know. I have to go and sing an Igbo song and Yoruba song because I have Igbo people and Yoruba people here. But the most of them I know Hausa song, but I cannot be singing them here. Are you hear that? So more than be real to yourself. Just listen to yourself. Scrutinize yourself. You will know that what you're really thinking about yourself is not really true. Just carry a picture of yourself and paste it on the look at yourself in the mirror. Look at the bends in your eyes. Look at your stomach. Look at your legs. Look at your hair, really. You know that I'm not really that handsome. But you have to say by faith, let the weak say I'm strong, I'm handsome. You see me now? But you need that level of conviction to know that you're not really master handsome. So isn't that? You need to know as a lady that you're not really the most beautiful lady in the world. You are not. You need to know it. Don't think if I enter, everything scatter. No. No. It's not true.
Hallelujah. Now, how do you deal with pride? Number one is renew your mind. Renew your mind. Romans 12 verse 2 and then 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. Renew your mind with the word of God. The Bible says, don't think yourself highly above as you ought to think. Renew your mind with the word of God. Think. The more you know the word of God, the more your mind becomes better. Number two is sincere self-assessment. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 12 says, what is it that I have that I did not receive? All together. Hallelujah. Everything you have was received. True, yes. True, yes. When you see a fat woman, are you hearing me, ladies? Hear me? Are you hearing me? When you see a fat girl and her tummy is all over like that, looking like where two or three are gathered. See what I mean? See what I mean? And then you're looking lepacious and looking fitted. Your only difference is the way God made you and the way God made her. God would have made you like her. Hope you know that. If your parents were her parents, you would be like her. She did nothing to become the way she is. Did I do anything to become tall, dark, handsome, anointed, and wealthy? Did I do anything like that? If you don't believe what I say, you're on your own. Hallelujah. Did I do anything like that? You didn't. I was born like this. I was not even there when I was formed. I would have been something else. You yourself that you're thinking you're beautiful, you would have been something else. That lady has seen, you could have been her. So really assess yourself and think that when I see people like that, I usually encourage them because I know how difficult it is to be in that kind of a shoe. Very, very difficult. Where few people are from you. Few people talk about your beauty. Few people are about you. Especially ladies suffer from a lot. A guy can look like a monkey. Have money. They will not know you are ugly. Is that not true? A guy can look like an amoeba. You know some people in this country? I'm not mentioning it, of course. But there are people in this country, politicians or people at the top, when you see their faces, and then you see their wives, you say, oh boy, it's not love. You know, it's not love. Is that true? That's a man. And the way one wake up in the morning and say, my handsome, she will say it. It's difficult, but a man, that is money, but women is difficult. Hallelujah. A man can have the money, but it's very, very difficult. So when you see them, really assess yourself. You will be humble altogether. When you grew up and noticed that you could sing well, what did you do about your vocal cord? It was natural. It came by nature. Some people came with their voice cracked. That's the way they were born. Hallelujah. There are people that can dance naturally. You grow up, you can dance. Don't look at those that cannot dance like you and be intimidating us. No. We came with our bones stiff. We have to trust God to weaken it. Yes. All together? And then some people can dance in their heart, actually. When you see the way they dance in their heart, they put it physically. You don't believe it. You don't believe it, hallelujah. Dance in their heart, they'll be dancing, but they cannot do it physically. And they wish they could. You know, you can't. Don't intimidate us. All together? You have money because your parents are wealthy, and you went to Barclays, or you went to your premier school, we went to government day secondary school. Don't intimidate us. Our parents didn't have it. Altogether. So really, as I said, that where you are, think about the opportunities you have. You notice that God has been good to you. And then you will not be proud about it. Altogether. I remember one day, God told me that if this guy had your opportunity, he would have been better than you. There are many people, if they had your opportunity, would have been better. Better than you. They would have graduated with better grades. Some people paid their fees as they graduated with a 2-1 on first class. So your school will be paid monthly allowances as your result. So you don't want to go. So, your parents had cars, you are living off campus, some people stayed in the hotel with a smelling toilet, and they had better results. So some people actually do better than you, if they were in your shoe. If some people, if some people have your kind of voice, if I have Moyo's voice, my God, you will hear me. I'm telling you, but one of the Lord that can be said that he loved preacher that can sing. He cannot sing. He wish he could sing, but he cannot. So you that can say you're not intimidated that kind of person because he doesn't have that kind of team. Are we together? Are we together? If I have the ability to develop six pack, if I can have six pack, I will build it. But there's no six pack in me. I don't have the potential. Just that kind of thing. Somebody that has six pack don't need to come and intimidate me. You should know. Assess yourself really. I can't. You know what? I don't have the time. One. Even if I fasting will kill it. Just what I'm talking about. Even if I go to the gym, I don't have the time to go to the gym. That's one. Secondly, even if finally I develop it, fasting will dry the muscles. So I have given up in that venture. Are we together? Yes. So understand the realities of God's grace and mercy. That what you have, the Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, say, I am what I am by what? God's grace. Hallelujah. And then when you see the consequence and the dangers of pride, Daniel chapter 4 verse 37, you'll be able to handle pride. Daniel chapter 4 verse 37, hallelujah. Daniel 4 37. Hallelujah. What does it say? Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, pray and extol and honor the king, hallelujah, of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, his word, able to obey. That means, I am, look at Babylon that I have built. God said, you built it. Okay, go to the bush first. Go and enjoy zoology. How many years? 7 solid years. The Bible says, his feather grew like an animal. Dew, everything fell on him. Altogether, may God not send you to obscurity because of your level of pride in the name of Jesus Christ. May God not supervise your account emptiness. No prophecy will break that code. If God says you'll be poor, forget it. No prophecy, no mountain experience, no Gethsemane, no fasting and prayer. Fast, you fail like a bone. You will never break that poverty. But God knows that if you have, I said that one time that some people poverty is God that is supervising it. Because that husband is very humble. When he has the money, the wife cannot talk to him again. This one is coming home early because he doesn't have the money. So when she corrects him, she will listen. Some people, I know of people that they had a breakthrough and they don't come to church again and their pastor can't correct them. Who do you think he is? So God will supervise your poverty level. You will remain there. All together. God will know that if I give you a level of stage influence, you will be arrogant. I've given you 5 people. Look at your arrogance. I am anointed. You are the one everywhere. You don't even celebrate the grace of God upon my life. Are people. People have told me that you don't celebrate the grace of God in my life. These are people that, when I look at them, I say, you. People don't celebrate the grace upon your life. See, this church don't celebrate grace. They don't celebrate grace. They take it for granted. Okay. You have grace. You should be celebrated. I know people that went to the church to play instrument. This church doesn't even celebrate. I'm leaving. Okay. You will carry that grace and stay in your father's house for life. You will never cross that city you are in. Never. For God to lead you, you must be humble. If you think people marry for beauty, what a beautiful lady is not married. On Saturday, go to any church that are married. Most church, in 7 churches, 5 of them lead up the veil. See the lady, she's not beautiful. I'm telling you. Observe, most times, lead up the veil and see the lady. It's character that made them to marry. Because they're beautiful ladies. Me, I have suffered in my father's house. I will not suffer in another man's house. He doesn't have a car. He doesn't have a house. A 3-7. I'm not going there. How much your bank allowed? Pride will not allow them to marry. Pride will not allow them to marry. With all my class, can you really afford me? Do you know my perfume at all? Look at my phone. Let me even see your phone. So let me say that kind of thing. What to what? Your father's house will be your portion. No, I don't. Is that a prophet? That kind of lady, their father's house will be their portion. Although they are humble. Bishop Edebo said that, look at his wife, that when his wife married him, he had nothing to his name. Nothing. But some ladies say, what degree do you have? You didn't have, I have a master, what degree do you have? A checking degree. Marry your degree now. Hallelujah. Please humble yourself. All together? Humble yourself. Now there is one thing, Psalm 34 verse 2. Psalm 34 verse 2 and then Psalm 44 verse 8. What does this say? There is one condition that God has given us to be proud of. Hallelujah. My soul shall make her boast where? My soul shall make her boast where? In the Lord. That means the Bible says, let him that boasted that he knoweth and understandeth the Lord. You can boast about God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand that? Now you're not permitted to be proud about anything, but you can boast about what? To who? Who do you boast about God to? Huh? To human beings or to the devil? To the devil, yeah, correct? And then even when you are boasting about God, you have to do with understanding, because I have many people say that, I will not die, and they died. Do you understand that? I will not die. Who is the witch? And then they really died. The people say, I read of a man of God. When we did our rugged, we entered the shrine of one man and scattered the shrine. God showed me next week on news, one man of God did it in another state. He ran mad. That was when I didn't know that it was, I knew that it was God's grace, but I didn't really understand it. But when I saw that one,
Some people say no witch form and the witch really killed the person. I didn't even pray when I travel because I know I'm preserved and they really died by accident. So even when you're boasting to wizard, you must make sure that your boast has substance. Don't go and challenge somebody higher than you like that. Know who you are challenging. Hope you know that. As you are boasting, boast by your don't use mouth to overshadow yourself. Do you understand that? Just imagine me now. There are people I cannot talk against. Now, even if they are wrong. There are politicians. The people I can talk against, I must not mention their names. But there are people that can talk and mention their name because at their level they can challenge those people. Is that not true? Just imagine me mentioning name. Now, DSS, you see my name. They don't even need to call DSS. Now, come on, send police and carry me like Ghana must go. Who do you think you are? Hallelujah. Your pastor did it across here. It was locked for days. They will not even raise a case in court. All together? Yes. So now, even if you are challenging and boasting about God, do it according to the level of what? Your revelation. Do you understand that? As you are boasting about God's ability, make sure that you have the, make sure that your revelation sustain what you are saying. People say, even if you are prophesying, prophesy your ability of strength. If I prophesy 1 billion to you now, will it happen? Even myself, I'm prophesying. Do I even believe it? Just tell me now. I'm a prophesy the level of my spiritual strength. If I prophesy to you 1 million, it can happen. And because I have believed it, I have seen it, I've experienced it before. It can happen. All together. If I say 1 billion now, it has to be really by faith. And I must really be led. All right. Did I get something this morning? Now, first of all, can you say, Father Lord, help me? Help me with grace. Bow your head and pray and say, Father Lord, help me with grace. Grant me grace to break the yoke of pride off my life in the name of Jesus. Pastor CK will lead us on some prayer session now.
Father, grace. Grace, dear Lord. Grace. In the name of Jesus. That this knowledge will dissolve pride in my life. Compressa babala kababa shibalatish. To dissolve pride, to dissolve arrogance from my life in the name of Jesus. Pride will not kill me. Pride will not limit me. None of us will be victims of the pitfalls of pride. Oh, that this word will raise an alarm in our spirits and souls against the forces of pride. No matter how long the spirit of pride has formed and abode in our lives, today is the day, the set day of deliverance. We are upon Mount Zion, and here we are to possess our possession, even as the Lord has sent from His word to set us free and deliver us. Father, I submit myself for deliverance from pride. I don't want to be the enemy of God. I don't want to be an enemy of myself and the Lord. Father, the formula for pride has come. Dissolve it. Let it be taken away from me completely. In the name of Jesus. That my boast will be in the Lord. There will be no confidence in the flesh. Amen. I want us to rise and pray just to prayer point, and then leave.
Hallelujah. Firstly, I want us to pray that the word that have come forth from the vessel of God will minister grace to us. Because for every word that comes, there is a special grace packing it up. That the grace should undo pride. If pride has come as a result of whatsoever, it doesn't matter. Just begin to talk to God now. Talk to God. Talk to God. Whatever way it has set in my life, today it shall be resolved. 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 Shababala Kambresi Balates Alabran Sababalateko Brasites. In Jesus' name. Secondly, I would like for us to pray that, you know, I was reflecting on character this week, and I got to discover that when you have a good character, God will use it, and if you have a bad character, the devil will also use it. And this is the how do I put it, the mystery of life, that a man that can pray very well can have a bad character, and as a result of that, it will look as though God is working on that man, but the devil has something in that man he can still make use of. How do I know? Jesus, when he was about leaving, in John chapter 14 verse 30, John 14:30, the Bible says, I will not talk much with you any longer, for the prince of this world cometh and he finds nothing inside of me. John 14:30. You can see that scripture. I would like for us to pray with it, because even Jesus himself, the word, testified that I have researched in myself, I have scrutinized myself, and the devil can come and will not find anything inside of me. Look at it. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. So it's possible to be a Christian. You love God, yet there is something inside of you that the devil, he will wait until your set time of manifestation, and then that's when he will come and say that, you see God, the reason why this person cannot move ahead is not simply because of this thing. And God say, ah, that's true. But we have a testimony in Zechariah. The Bible says there was a high priest, and when God wanted to bless him, the devil came and said, God, look at his filthy garment. And God said, I rebuke you. I have taken away his filthy garment. That filthiness in us can be a default in character. And so I would like us to pray in line with this scripture, that the devil will not have anything inside of you when it will be your time to be glorified. That the devil will not have anything inside of us when it will be your set time to be glorified. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Talk to God. And when it will be time for me to be glorified, the devil will not find anything inside of me. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Can we have our seats before of God? Apostle, thank you so much for the word. We are blessed this morning, and we trust that the Lord multiplies grace in your life more than ever before, in Jesus' name.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.